الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون. We commence with Surah Yasin, and the name of the Surah and the first ayat is Yasin, which forms part of the Huruf al-Muqatta'at, those letters in the Quran al-Majid which appear, for example, in Surah Baqarah at the beginning, Alif Lam Mim, Kaf Ha Ya Ain Swad, Alif Lam Ra, Qaf Noon. In various surahs, they appear at the beginning of the surah, and the tafsir of this is Allahu A'lamu bi Muradihi bi Dhalik. We do not know the meaning of these letters. Allah Ta'ala knows best what is the meaning of these letters. This shows man that his knowledge is very, very limited. Our knowledge is only that much which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and allowed us to comprehend. There is a limit. Allah ta'ala puts few letters in front of us and we dumbfounded, we don't know the meaning unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs. But in this case, Allah ta'ala wants us to submit and to say that we don't know the meaning. وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. Those that are deeply rooted in knowledge of deen, they will say that we believe in it. We don't need to know the meaning. It is part of the Quran. We accept and we believe in it. So that is the tafsir of Yasin. Some say that Yasin is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam and says, Wal-Quran al-Hakim, by the Quran which is full of wisdom. After taking a great qasam like this, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Indeed, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are among the messengers. Just now in the Taraweeh Salah, the last few words of the second juz, وَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And indeed, you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are among the messengers. With emphasis, inna is for emphasis, la is also ta'keed, further emphasizing that you are definitely from among the messengers. The kuffar of Makkah had called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a liar. They said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an imposter, and he is really not a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on the Quran, and Allah Ta'ala says, you are definitely among the messengers. Now after that, we don't need any confirmation, we don't need any proof. Allah Ta'ala has taken a qasam and said that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are from the messengers. And to make it clear in another verse, Allah Ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala sirati mustaqim, and you are upon a straight path. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم. The second thing that the kuffar of Makkah had denied was that the Quran Sharif was the revelation of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says this Quran is a revelation from the one, the being that is exalted in might. Al-Aziz, we translate as Almighty, Almighty, exalted in might, Ar-Rahim, full of mercy. And the purpose of you being sent as a Nabi and being given the Quran is لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمَا, to warn a people, in order that you may warn a people whose forefathers did not receive any warning, and therefore they are heedless. After Ibrahim alayhi salam, there was Ismail alayhi salam. And from Ismail alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam being sent, there was a very, very long time in the Arabs where they did not receive a Nabi. From Ishaq alayhi salam, many, many Anbiya alayhi salam were sent by and large to the Banu Israel. But to the Arabs, from the time of Ismail alayhi salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, it was a long time. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you may warn these people, these Arabs, that their forefathers didn't receive any warning, and therefore they are heedless, and they have went astray through you and through the Quran al-Majid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give guidance to them, and Allah ta'ala wants to give guidance to the entire world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to take benefit from the hidayat of the Quran al-Majid, to imbibe in us all the teachings of the Quran al-Majid, and give us the tawfiq to understand and to practice.